كان فيما أعطيته رواه مسلم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that do not be persistent in asking. Do not be persistent in asking. The system of insan and the tabiat of insan is the more a person is persistent, the more he asks, then the more insan becomes unhappy and the more he wants to turn away from that person. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving good advice that if a person needs to ask, then if he has to ask, then he should ask. But don't persist and don't keep asking. And that too, that way and the style that a person asks should be one of respect, should be one where his honor is kept and his respect is kept. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there isn't anybody, any one of you, that asks me for anything, and his asking causes me to give him. In other words, I'm not just happy to give him, but he's asking, in the way he's asking, is causing me to give him, whilst I am unhappy to give him. Then he should know that there will be no barakat in what I give him. Now this is coming from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. If Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is giving something and there is no barakat, can you imagine where a person is persisting and is asking and he is troubling somebody, how much less barakat there will be in that? There will be no barakat in that. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is cautioning us that don't insist and don't ask. In fact, as we mentioned yesterday, this was the style of our akabir and our buzurhanuddin, that even when they didn't have, they'll create an impression as though they've got, so that they don't create an appearance of asking also. The buzruk we spoke about yesterday was Hazrat Mullah Khalil Ahmad Saranpuri rahmatullah alayh, that in the madrasa, and he was the sheikh of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayh. So you can imagine what the maqam he had. He was the sheikh of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayh, and they in Saranpur, that he lived in such conditions, poverty at home, that when one of the relatives had asked for some food, the khadim said, at home there's complete faqa. But when Hazrat would come out, then he'd wear his kurta, he'd dress up nicely as though everything is okay at home. But only when that news came out, now the student also wanted to send something. And then he warned him that, please don't ever do this, because this is such a secret. He doesn't want anybody to come to know. And if because of me, you people come to know, then obviously I'll get in trouble. So this was their style, this akabir. They wouldn't want to turn and take to anybody. They would only want to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would even create that impression that everything is okay. Today's hadith, and Abi Abdul Rahman Auf ibn Malik al-Ashja'i radiyallahu anhu qal, kunna inda Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tis'atan aw thamaniyatan aw sab'atan. The sahabi Auf ibn Malik al-Ashja'i radiyallahu anhu, he says that we were by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, either there were 9 of us, 8 or 7. So either there were 8, 7 or 9 of us, he didn't know the exact number. فَقَالَ أَلَا تُبَايِعُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in such a nice way, would you people not take bi'at, allegiance, pledge allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? وَكُنَّا حَدِيثِ عَهْدِي بِبَيْعَةٍ. And he's saying, recently we had taken allegiance and we pledged allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And here he's saying that, would you not pledge allegiance? So it wasn't making too much of sense in their mind. But this was the adab and the akhlaq and the respect that Sahaba had. Something wasn't making too much of sense. We had just taken bayat recently, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, so respectfully, فَقُلْنَا قَدْ بَايَعْنَاكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Respectfully, they just reminded Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that we had pledged allegiance to you. ثُمَّ قَالْ أَلَا تُبَايِعُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for the second time, he repeated this. Would you not pledge allegiance to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ فَبَسَطْنَا أَيْدِيَنَا وَقُلْنَا قَدْ بَايَعْنَاكَ فَعَلَى مَا نُبَايِعُكَ. So Sahaba was such, they were not people that would debate, and they had a lot of adab and respect. In fact, from these incidents, we learn so much about respect. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam just mentioned this for the second time. They didn't ask why we must do it and how we must do it. In fact, today one of the main causes and main problems, especially parents complain about, is that children are lacking adab, they're lacking respect. The younger generation don't have that respect and adab. They talk anyhow to the parents, anyhow. One example of a child answering, and sometimes it's just the way in the mannerism we talk, the way that youngsters talk, the children talk, that in itself says a lot about the adab and respect they've got. So it may be two ways. For example, if father tells the child that your mother is calling you, there's two ways of approaching it and two ways for the child to respond. The first is he'll run quickly to see what the mother wants. So he goes quickly to see the father, tell me the mother is calling me. Or the second thing he'll say, where a child doesn't have that level of adab and respect, he say, what she's calling me for? What she wants? What does she want? So before even responding, he's already asking the questions. What does she want? What she's calling me for? And the person that got respect now in adab, he'll run quickly to see what his mother wants. If he happens to go there and the mother is reading salah, for example, he'll come back respectfully and now he'll ask the father, "Do you know what mama wanted? Do you know what our mother wanted? Mommy wanted." Then he'll ask with respect. But he won't ask first and then he'll go. But he'll first go and see, try to attend, and then he'll come back. So Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah Salaam told Sahaba that will you people not pledge allegiance? So what they did, they didn't ask any questions. The hadith is saying, فَبَسَطَنَا أَيْدِيَنَا, we spread our hands out, and we told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have pledged allegiance to you. Finished. They already spread their hands out. They didn't understand. They spread their hands out and they said, we have already taken allegiance. In other words, they first did the action, and then they respectfully now asked the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَعَلَى مَا نُبَايُعَكَ, what must we take bayat for? We already taken bayat. We accepted it. Now what do you want us to take bayat for? What words? What must we say? What are we pledging here? So then they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam respectfully. Then Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَلَا أَن تَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, that you will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You won't ascribe any partners to Him. وَالصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ وَتُطِيعُ اللَّهِ, and that you will perform your 5 times salat, and that you will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what now you have taken. So they first said, we have taken bayat, and then they ask him. What is the normal thing is to ask first what must we take, and then you take allegiance. Here the level of respect and adab that they had, they finished saying, we already taken bayat, and now they ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what words, what should we say? وَأَسَرَّ كَلِمَةً خَفِيفَةً, did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this Sahaba that were there, that 8, 7, or 9, whatever the number was, he told them some words softly, quietly. Secretly, he told them some words. Here, the ulama explained, why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell them these words secretly, silently? Was this was not a general pledge for everybody, but this was a pledge for them. And sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell people softly something to make them feel special. If somebody comes and tells you like a secret, I got a secret for you, you'll feel like you're special. You'll feel nice that this person came and told me one secret, that this is for me. So you'll take it to heart and you'll want to practice upon it. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told them these things softly. La tas'alun nasa shay'a. Don't ever ask people for anything. Don't ask people for anything. In other words, if you don't have to ask, don't ask people for anything. So this Rawi, this person of Ibn Malik al-Ashta'i, is mentioning that فَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ بَعْضَ أُولَٰئِكَ النَّفَرِ يَسْقُطُ صَوْتُ أَحَدِهِمْ فَمَا يَسْأَلُ أَحَدًا يُنَاوِلُهُ إِيَّا. And he said, I seen one of these people that were there. I seen him drop his whoop from the animal, but he would never ask anybody. Because the person is standing there, it's very easy for him just to pick it up and pass it to him back on the animal. But to jump back down and take it and jump back on, he said, I seen one of them, that when their whoop would fall also, they wouldn't ask anybody. Just to practice on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told them, they don't ask anybody for anything. To such an extent, they practiced on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A small petty thing like asking somebody just to pass you something, that also they didn't want to do, because the advices they had taken from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had taken it to heart. May Allah Pak also give us the tawfiq of taking the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to heart and practicing upon it. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillah.